Hi, and welcome to a new installment of The Cover Story, SAS Publishing's renamed podcast series. I'm Shelley Gooden, and today we're speaking with Sean Gargan, director of SAS Publishing. For more information about SAS Publishing following this interview, visit our website at sas.com/bookstore. Sean, thanks so much for joining us today.
My pleasure, Shelley.
To start off with, can you share some of your observations on the evolving publishing industry as well as some trends?
There's been an explosion in the number of the ways that people can access information, and the publishing industry is taking advantage of those through blogging and through ebooks and through a number of ways to provide information to people. Mm-hmm. And what we're trying to do at SAS Publishing is to take advantage of that and to expand our conversations with our users through the web. We're also trying to create a platform for our authors to engage in conversation with our users. And we're also trying to provide and increase partnerships with other companies that are providing ways to get information through the publishing industry. For instance, Books 24/7 and Safari, and making our content available through those channels.
You've touched on this a little already, but can you expand on how SAS Publishing is meeting customer demand?
Well, certainly. There are three ways that I see us meeting customer demand. And the first is to find out what our customers are interested in. And we do that by talking to customers at trade shows and conferences. When we appear at SAS Days with our customers, we try to be where our customers are to find out what information they're interested in learning about. And then we go out and seek book proposals to provide that information then to our customers. The second area is through delivery channels and taking advantage of the different distribution channels for getting information out to customers, namely Kindle as a new delivery device, and we've got some books available on the Kindle. The Sony Reader is another device that we are providing information on, as well as through the traditional hard copy books and the information that's available on our website at support.sas.com. from documentation in HTML and PDF format. And then the third thing is through new titles. And we have a variety of new titles that we're going to be coming out with shortly. Robert Rutledge has a new book called Just Enough SAS, A Quick Start Introduction to SAS for Engineers. Jose and Brenda Ramirez are working on analyzing and interpreting continuous data using JUMP. And Charlie Chase has a new book coming out called Demand-Driven Forecasting. So those are some titles that we're working on currently that will be available soon.
And what would you most like SAS users to know about SAS Publications?
I'd like users to understand that information is available in a variety of formats. And our philosophy is to make the information available when they want it, in the format of their choice, when they need it. And so customers can go to support.sas.com and find all of the documentation available in HTML or in PDF format. They can also find our online bookstore at support.sas.com. And in addition to that, they can find information about books through their favorite online resellers, whether it's Amazon or Barnes & Noble or Borders. And they can find information available globally.
And we're going to change gears a little bit, but what do you most enjoy about your role as director?
I enjoy the changing environment that is the publishing business and working with the people that I do to adapt to those changes and to take advantage of some of the opportunities that those changes afford us, namely going from hard copy books to online books to all these different delivery devices that people are using to get information. I want to make sure that that SAS user community has the information that they need, however they choose to access it when they need it.
Very good. Is there specific user feedback you're looking for to continue to strengthen the SAS publishing offerings and publishing program?
I think the program can best be strengthened by expanding the conversation with our users. And we're looking at a variety of ways, like the companion website, SAS Publishing News, example code out on the web, even things like the podcast and the blogs that we have out there as vehicles for starting that conversation with our customers. Mm-hmm. And I really want to encourage users to participate in those conversations. So respond to blog posts and tell us what you think about this podcast and become involved at sascommunity.org. Because the more conversations that we have with our users and the better we understand their needs, the more likely we are to be able to provide them with information that will help them do their jobs better. And of course, there's always the face-to-face contact if all the electronic ways don't work out. I love talking with customers at SAS Global Forum and look forward to doing that this year. And last but not least, people can feel free to email me directly at sean.gargan@sas.com.
That sounds great, Sean. And thank you so much again for sitting down with us today.
My pleasure, Shelley.
We've been talking with Sean Gargan, Director of SAS Publishing. This podcast is part of The Cover Story, SAS Publishing's podcast series. For more information, visit our website at sas.com/bookstore or email us at talkback@sas.com.